The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Toronto SERP, as we go, Professor Practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD, Superintendent, Head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police, nationally known crime consultant. He'll pop up on cable TV every now and then as a guest, and he's with us this morning. How you doing, Chief?
Tommy, I'm wonderful, and it occurs to me as we are approaching July 4th, are you still riding Roman candles when they go off at night as part of your celebration?
I do, as a matter of fact. I rode one the other day across the river, as a matter of fact. You blew it. It was a surprise, but they were going to put me on one, and I was going to ride it across the river. And anyway,
that would have been great.
It would have, yeah.
Evel Knievel.
Yes. Let's talk about crime halfway through the year. I don't know how you measure crime and violent crime. As a superintendent, as a chief, how do you measure crime to see how you're doing in the first place?
Well, I'd like to make two completely different points about the same topic, and that's this. Crime can be measured, but public safety is something that people feel.
Okay.
So the government collects crime numbers of those reports given to the police by citizens or those crimes discovered by the police. In the mid-90s, we were driven by the crime data number, the CompStat models. We were driven, and you remember there was media complaints. If you were off by a tenth of a point in your calculations, you must have been fudging. And that's one way, is you just take the reports that are given to you, you find. The one that I found more interesting, and I have been this way for 20 years now, in 2005, we started doing satisfaction polling and safety polling by independent analysts every 6 months. 20 years ago, Tommy, we started that in Nashville, June 2005. So what I could say to the community is the crime numbers being what they are with their warts and with their data is important. But what matters more to me as the chief is how do people feel about crime. So here in New Orleans, in the first 6 months of the year, crime numbers, the crime government captured data is going down. That's good news. But what would make me far more happy and interested is what we saw a couple weeks ago from Fauche's group that showed people were feeling safer. To me, Tommy, that's the one that matters. And finally, on that issue, it's the men and women in the police department. We talked about this, not the talking heads on TV, be they politicians, police chief, judges, whomever they may be. that doesn't affect the way people feel about crime. They get it from their friends, families, neighbors, and that individual NOPD officer that talks to somebody with dignity and respect is driving that increase in satisfaction that we're seeing, and that individual officer is driving people feeling safer. That's a success story, and we should be celebrating that the first 6 months of this year.
So murders are way down. Why?
Mm-hmm. There's always trends. And, you know, the scary thing about murders is that if a police chief could stop all murders, how many would we have? None.
Mm-hmm.
If a president or a governor could stop all murders, we would have none. So murder is an intimate crime between people. And the research experience in four decades of doing this, Tommy, most murders, overwhelmingly the ones that we can find everything out about them, are between people who knew each other in some way. That's very difficult to interrupt. Very difficult. It's sad. People die. I'm not trying to minimize it. So if you hitch your wagon to the murder rate as a police chief, now backing up into the politics of policing, if you hitch your wagon to the murder rate, how can you do that? Because if you could really stop them, there would be none. So you got to recognize the reality of that crime. The crime that chiefs hitch themselves to that I think makes a little more sense is the street incivilities, is the ability to interrupt burglary trends, the ability to interrupt drug dealing. Those are the kind of crimes where you're still up against people who want to do it no matter what the law is, but you have a little more push. And when murder goes down, we all should celebrate, to include the police.
So what happened with carjacking? Because it seems like for a while carjacking was just a scourge in the city. Now all of a sudden, not so much. What happened?
I have to tell you, Tommy, I've been around a long time. Criminals are dumb, but they're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 90s, carjacking exploded to the point where the legislature passed a brand new law. Everything old is new again. A bunch of young kids had decided this was going to be their strategy for crime. The legislature enacted a statute that would result in decades in prison. It went away because they're dumb, but they're not stupid. They recognize it's too dangerous. And I think you probably saw two things in the last couple of years around the country. One is you have an increase in the age cohort of children who are in that particular age group. And they saw carjacking, and then when they saw the outcome of their personal exposure to going to jail, and you saw the horrific tragedy of Miss Fricky and how the criminal justice system snapped immediately to fix that horrible problem of people thinking they could get away with carjacking, that's a little bit of what's driving carjacking, I think.
See, what's interesting about that is we're told sometimes when it comes to juveniles and crime, they're living life on the street, and they don't care about their own life, and they don't care about living or dying or prison or whatever. But you're telling me when it comes to carjacking, that's not necessarily the case.
I think it's been evidenced in my career that when a group of young people who are committing a certain crime realize the power of the government to hold them accountable, they will pick a different path. They don't want to go out and get to prison for the rest of their life. They'll find something else. And that doesn't apply to all cases. It's just a trend, right? And then you also have a number of kids that age that are dropping out, right? Birth rates. You think about what happened 20 years ago, and you start to get a little bit of a clearer picture. So predicting juvenile crime has a lot to do with what were the birth rates 18 years before this kid was born? Were there a lot of them? Were there fewer? And then the next thing is, again, they're dumb, but they're not stupid, right? They're not stupid. And finally, Tommy, the issue always boils down to this, your mom and them. If you tell your mom and them that you're going out to start your night at 16 years old at 1 o'clock in the morning, I think in policing we call that a clue. You got to have people raising their children, holding their children responsible. And we all got stories in our life about I didn't have this or I didn't have that. But you look in the poverty-stricken areas that I've policed, and those families that look after their kids with all the social economic criteria against them, those kids never get in trouble.
So understand, when you're talking about carjacking, you're saying tougher penalties certainly did work, serve as a deterrent, right?
And the kids, I think it does. I think it does. They talk about it. They talk among each other. You know, one of the things you and I talked about a couple of years ago, when the police department is missing on its cylinders and they're not getting cases cleared quickly, believe me, Bob is calling Tom and say, man, did you hear George pulled off that robbery the other day? He's still walking the street. Maybe we can go do something. So obviously these criminals talk with one another. They follow the police's behavior career criminals, right? Career criminals watch.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The police activity as much as the police watch career criminal activity. It's a cat and mouse game.
All right, we'll take a break, picking up when we come back, talking to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former head of three departments. If you have any questions about crime or comments, 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler talking text line. Please do not ever text and drive. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Ronald Surpass, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, just couldn't hold a job throughout his career. Anyway, so Chief, look, somebody wants to know about cameras and the pervasiveness of cameras throughout the area, if that's not a game changer when it comes to crime and the future of crime. And I'll piggyback on that because I'll watch TV programs from, you know, 70s, 80s, whatever, crime programs. And it's like, well, that wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened because they'd have been on camera. Thoughts?
They're the most impressive thing that's helped us. Cameras that can take pictures outside of people's houses or in businesses or in public spaces are often what we need to bring cases for prosecution when some neighborhoods people cannot talk to the government because they're afraid of retaliation. It's made the huge difference. I noticed in the news last week there was some talk about facial recognition. Mm-hmm. The political leaders of any city need to let the science tell them, and I don't want to talk about COVID stuff, but the science on facial recognition is pretty much there now, right? Facial recognition is used at the TSA airports. It was used to identify all the January 6 rioters. Facial recognition has gotten better to the point where we don't think there's any inlaid bias. Once that happens, imagine the key is that I'm looking for Ronnie and I'm looking for Tommy. I don't know which one did the crime. I check video in the neighborhood, and then I see a picture, and I realize Tommy don't look nothing like Ronnie, so mm-hmm. I'm not looking for Tommy anymore. I think what happens when the political class starts arguing about facial recognition, they forget two really important things. One, no judge that I'm know of is ever going to sign a warrant just on facial recognition. You have to build the whole case. And secondly, why isn't it a great idea to eliminate people from police investigation so they're not getting the police knocking on their door at 2 o'clock in the morning when they have a piece of technology that can tell them DNA, fingerprints, or facial recognition say, we don't got to go to Mr. Jones's house tonight. It can't be him. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when these political groups get into these kind of conversations, we're reminded back to the very beginning of the conversation. We have long learned from research that people understand crime from friends, families, neighbors. They don't understand it from political leaders. That's just the facts.
When it comes to juvenile justice, ankle monitoring, mm-hmm. et cetera, we're going to talk to Andrew Waldron, lieutenant with NLPD's homicide unit, about ankle monitoring and a recent apprehension. Tell me about NLPD. Are they doing everything they can, as far as you know, when it comes to ankle monitoring?
I think as a nation, we're not doing as much as we can with ankle monitoring, usually for a host of reasons that have political overtones that have nothing to do with the technology. You have an ankle monitor essentially in your iPhone all day long, every day, and nobody gets wound up about that. The ankle monitors, when they're properly monitored, allow the police to understand if a person who's out of jail is in agreement with the court to not go someplace, right? That's the other thing that gets lost in the political noise. If you violate probations because you didn't do what you said you were going to do, the ankle monitor helps ensure that if the judge says, look, little Ron, you can't go to Louisiana Avenue and Claiborne anymore during this period of your trial, and I go, and my monitor says I was there, I broke the rules. Mm-hmm. It's a very good technology. It's a less expensive technology. And most importantly, we don't really need to lock kids up any longer than necessary if they're not terribly dangerous, but they were ones who need to continue their crime the prosecution. No, we need to do stuff like that. And I've done this for 4.5 years. And when politics infuses itself into anything other than politics, it tends to make the conversations in those other fields, policing, sports, academics, it just starts to really confuse people when they already know what they think they know. They don't need somebody to tell them a political spin.
Can't disagree with you there. Thank you, Ronald Surpass. Have a nice 4th of July. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Southern Rail, railway, what do you call it, train, going from Mobile, New Orleans to Mobile and back again. Somebody texted in. I want to hear your thoughts on this on the Equinor Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Please do not text and drive. Every great employer records everything in the building. It proves who is innocent. Do you have a problem with cameras in your building, or would you have a problem with cameras in a building? Not in a restroom, of course, but just in a workspace to prove who did what, when, and recording everything? I think it'd be a good thing. I think it would protect everybody. Your thoughts at 504-260-1870. Minute late with apologies to WWL First News.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.